Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you here on this free-for-all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. It is free-for-all Friday. 877-895-5410. But until you start calling and talk about what you want to talk about, we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. Well, you know, I don't know if I really want to talk about them or not, but I had this come across my desk yesterday, and I thought it was kind of comical in a sad way. It's not really funny. I guess it's funny the way they put it. It says, Obama is heartbreaking that we haven't passed more gun control. He's actually heartbroken over this, that he hasn't been able to accomplish it. He hasn't been able to get Congress to work together with him to have stricter gun control. And I thought I would just read this to you. I thought it was timely as far as some of the things that it says in here. It says, according to ABC News, Obama said, what we've done is try to do as much administratively to tighten up how background checks are run, to go after illegal drug runners. Of course, I guess that's unless they're with illegal aliens. But I tell you that trying to get something through Congress has proven to be very difficult, and it's heartbreaking. Now, he goes on to talk about, and we knew when this happened that he was going to use it, as they do with every tragedy. He talks about the darkest part of his administration time, his presidency, was with the shooting at Sandy Hook. And then he goes on to say that he complained about the strength of the NRA and that they have too much power with Congress. And I thought he says it needs to be chipped away, that they need to not have so much power with Congress. Well, they're lobbying just like all everybody else is lobbying. But I thought it was kind of timely because the NRA is having their annual convention this week, and I think it started today, and that is in Nashville, Tennessee. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was kind of unique the way they worded it, the way he worded it, that he was heartbroken. Heartbroken that they haven't been able to take more of your Second Amendment rights away from you. Moving on to another topic that is along with President Obama. I think this is something that's foolish. I don't know what is wrong that he doesn't see the dangers in some of the things that he's doing. Or maybe I'm wrong. That's possible. I could be wrong. We have Jim from Michigan. We'll take a break here and go to him. Jim, how are you today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey, I think we're going to win somehow. I don't know how, but we're going to win. I'm not going to set against hope.
Me either.
Three things. The Balfour Agreement. I don't think most people see what's going on here between Netanyahu and the bunch there and his friends in Congress. And the Balfour Agreement was in 1918. We'll help you take over the world. Give us a homeland. That was the false Jews like the Rockefellers, and we're in on that. And they pretty well run Israel. They're 90% of them. The real Jews speak Hebrew, and they're the Sephardi Jews. It's the Ashkenazis or the Zionists. There's a long history of them. They came from the Khazars. It's a long story. But they are, and now they're fighting with the British crown that Obama represents for control over most of this country. I can remember when Clinton was running or was in office. He was surrounded by them, and they were quarreling with each other all the time about control and which way they're going to go with their New World Order agenda. Now, the other thing is that I want to mention was the 15% tax. I was against it. What was his name? Our good friend that died recently. Boy, I'm having a senior moment.
I'm not with you, so I'm not sure.
Well, the 15, remember, he's going for Traficon. He was going for, he died, you know, God bless him, he's a good man. He was going for 15%, but I think it'd be a good thing. He was going to get rid of the IRS, but you still would have some kind of thing because 15% would go be collected by the states. Now, the states collected it all and were in control of it. They could say, well, federal government, we don't like what you're doing. We're going to keep this until you behave. That would be okay. But they may have just to replace the IRS with some other agency that's over them, you know.
Okay.
And it wouldn't help the seniors because most of them don't pay tax. And in Michigan, we don't pay the sales tax on food. So unless that eliminates food, but still, all in all, I'd go for it.
Okay, so that's kind of a flat tax, 15% across the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, see, we pay 6% in Michigan, so now you're talking 21%, and the seniors don't pay that on food here, you know, and nobody pays it on food.
Well, I wonder now, right now what you pay is matched by the employer. And so that would be around 14 or 15% now. So are they talking about 15% altogether or 30%?
Well, it's only on new stuff, and it's 15% flat tax.
Okay, well, we'll have to see.
I understand all the details. There's one other thing is we have to get good sheriffs.
Yes,
I talked to Sheriff Mack last summer when he was up at the hog deal up here in Marion, Michigan. That guy won, and he's going to run for sheriff next year.
Good.
Baker's Green Acres is going to run. I already got his bumper sticker on for a year now.
I like that.
But he said we need good sheriffs that understand their authority and will
Jim, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to have to let you go on to the next caller. But you know, it amazes me because it's the character of mankind. It's in their nature to want to have the power, to want to have authority. And here the sheriffs have it, yet they don't recognize it. And the same thing with the governors of our states. They have more power than they realize, and we just keep buckling down to these folks in D.C. And I'm going to let you go on that. I have something on taxes that I'm going to share later if we have time. I appreciate your call. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. You know, it's a shame that the Obama Nation has got a broken heart, because first off, you have to have a heart and soul to have a broken heart.
Well, one would wonder.
You cannot have a black heart. Your heart cannot be of evil, which I think his is. And, you know, it's a shame they can't take the guns away from the American people, because I guess we would protect ourselves better, and there would be no murder if we didn't have any guns. Nobody get hurt. Nobody kill them.
Well, in a utopia. And I've got something about that I want to share here in a little bit. But he seems to have this, and so do many of the liberals. I don't believe all of their hearts are evil, but I do think they're clouded. I think they don't recognize the true nature of man, and the true nature of man is not good. And taking away everyone's guns, that's not going to stop the crime. I mean, we've seen that in other countries where it's not working. We've seen that in other cities and states here in the United States where that's not working.
Well, that would be going along with the same as let's take all the smoke detectors away from people, and all the fire extinguishers and all the garden hoses away from people, so they don't have to die in fires. And let's take all the brakes off all of the automobiles and trucks and things, and that way there'd be no more accidents by taking them away. The people that accept that kind of logic, you know, take the fire extinguishers away because there's a fire coming, or take the guns away because there's bad people out there. They need help anyway.
But they don't. They don't see those. They think that and I know they don't all think this, but they think the bad people aren't going to have the guns if the good people aren't allowed to have the guns, you know. And if you got a gun, you're really not a good person. That's kind of how they look at it. We're going into the break, Mike. Thank you so much.
Well, Beth, everybody send Beth a dollar this weekend if you can afford it. Send her a dollar; she could use it. Let's keep her on the air before we lose her. Thanks, Beth. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. We are going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I have some news about Cuba. 877-895-5410. It is free for all variety. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about when we come right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I do have some callers. I'm going to go to them before I share this article on Cuba with you. We have Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
No, okay. Thank you for taking my call. Just one response, and I hear this occasionally on the show, and I just want to put this out, is that everybody wants to get rid of the IRS and the income tax so they can have a flat tax or a fair tax or a whatever tax.
I don't think any of it's fair.
Yeah, there you go. The 16th Amendment is very clear. That tax only applies to created entities, and that is government workers and the corporations, the very people that are paying our Congress, to not pay anything. And people just have to get it. The 16th Amendment created no new taxes. I just want to put out that really clear so it's out there so people have that rolling around in their head.
That's the invisible amendment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's there, but...
nobody sees it.
Well, I see it, and I'm telling you that I've researched it, I've looked at it, the Supreme Court has said over and over that it is not from whatever source derived, it is an excise or a privilege tax, and everything else that people do, like carpenters, plumbers, whatever, it's not a privilege, that's a God-given right. So, there you go.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. And we have Bob, another Bob, we have Bob from Nebraska. Bob, how are you today?
Yeah, good morning. I didn't want to clarify something. I mentioned the other day about that book, Sharp and Sold Out. What I had referred to at the time, we were talking about environmental movement. And so I should have told you the subtitle of that book is Find Out What Green Really Means.
Okay.
And that's why it makes you tie so many things together. And, of course, they're running the same program, whether it's religion, whether it's education, whether it's our sex stuff or race.
All right.
It's all the same program. It's just the same operation. And it just got into absolutely every part of our lives.
Under, it's an agenda, is it not, Bob? It's an agenda.
So that's why I wanted to it did fit. It tied in with that. You were talking a little bit about environmental.
Well, it's okay to not fit today because it's free for all Friday. So.
Didn't mention that. Well, Mary, what did he mention that book for? Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. Now, I do have some interesting things I want to share with you, but I thought this was kind of serious, and I wanted to throw this one out here at you. And it's from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and it is Anna Quintana that wrote this. Obama is to remove Cuba from the state sponsors of terrorism list. And she says why that's bad. And I'm going to share this with you. It says later this week at the Summit of the Americas, President Obama is expected to announce Cuba's removal from the State Sponsors of Terrorism list. I'm sorry. The State Department has made the recommendations that Cuba be removed, and is expected that Secretary of State John Kerry will recommend Cuba's removal to the president. Interesting. It's even more interesting. This is where I wrote Utopia. Utopia. This comes to the surprise of no one, as Obama already declared his intention to do so when he announced his new Cuba policy in December. Cuban dictator Paul Castro responded to the announcement by saying, "Are you ready for this? I know you're sitting down, and I know this really isn't going to shock you, but I don't want you spitting your coffee across the room. There will be no democracy in Cuba. Cuba will remain a single-party state. There would be no change in governmental leadership. Communism will continue. Political prisoners would not be released. There was no hint of allowing greater internet access, no discussion of more Cubans visiting the United States, no liberalization of the media." He may be smart there. "There was no suggestion of restitution for the $8 billion in stolen American property. And, by the way, Cuba wants the naval base at Guantanamo Bay returned." This is also the same dictator who, only days after Obama's announcement, ordered the murder of 35 Cubans by sinking a ship that they were on. He followed that by ordering the arrest of over 600 dissidents in the first 3 months of 2015. Mind you, Obama now refers to Paul Castro as president and his equal. I thought this was interesting. I'm not going to finish the article for you. If you'd like to see it, I have it, and I would be glad to send it to you with a self-addressed stamped envelope if you would do that for me. And but I thought it was interesting that we want to lift everything and act like they're our friends and our buddies. And he, Paul Castro, makes these statements. "There will be no democracy. Communism will continue. We will only have a single-party state." And, you know, basically, I'm getting concerned that that's what we've got. Now, Rand Paul got himself in some trouble this week, which I find kind of comical. I find it kind of comical that they're all making such a big deal out of it. Did he have some bad interviews? Yes, he had some bad interviews. I think that probably happens. Was he disrespectful? I don't think he was disrespectful on purpose. He didn't handle it right. There's no doubt about it. I don't believe it was because they were female. I don't think that for one second. And neither do some of the others. But, you know, you can't. Why make a big deal out of that? Why not just respond to what was actually said? Instead of making a big issue out of the fact that he went, "Shh, shh, 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 let me finish what I'm saying." You know, I'd have been tempted to do that from time to time. I've had to do that when callers go on and on and on and I can't get a word in. It says that he needs to respect the host, and that is absolutely true. But, you know, that street runs both directions. If I have a guest on, and I've asked them to speak, I'm going to respect that, and I'm going to let them talk. So that's a two-way street. And they talked about how these journalists, they're doing the hard jobs because you and I can't be there to ask the hard questions. Well, they're not always asking questions I would ask. Not at all. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that he's got himself in some trouble. And now I'm going to go to a topic, and we'll talk about the taxes later. I want to talk about this for a second because this is something that I find interesting. Now, are you a believer in creation? Are you a believer in evolution? Are you a believer in the mix of the two, if that's possible? Well, this is a lawsuit that's going on with the California State University at Northridge. They fired a scientist. And now I have some books that show that I do not believe, personally, that we are billions and billions of years old. I believe the Earth is much younger than that. But I have to kind of laugh at this because this guy is a scientist. He's come up with some evidence that possibly it wasn't billions of years ago that the dinosaurs roamed the Earth. It was just thousands of years ago. And I think this is kind of unique because they fired him. Don't mess things up with facts. Well, he is a creationist, but he is a scientist. And I thought this was interesting, so I thought I would share it with you today. It's an attorneys at the California State University Northridge scientist who was terminated from his job after discovering soft tissue on a triceratops. I don't know if I can say that. Triceratops. How do you say that? I don't know how to. It's a big dinosaur fossil. And it's filed a lawsuit against the university. While the Hell Creek Formation excavation site in Montana, researcher Mark Armitage discovered that what he believed to be the largest, this particular animal, which I had no trouble, I can pronounce it in my head, horn after unearthed at the site, according to the attorney Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute. Now, he discovers the horn of this this dinosaur, this Triceratops, or however you say the name, and it's got soft tissue on it. And the soft tissue is evidence, scientific evidence, that this fossil is not billions of years old, but just thousands of years old. Well, they can't have that. That messes up that evolution theory, that Big Bang theory. So they fired him. They told him, and he is a creationist, and they told him they're tired of his religious views, and they fired him. But then when they fired him, he'd been there for 38 years, and they said it was a temporary employment and that they no longer had the funding for that position. 38 years is a temporary employment position. I find it interesting. I don't know. Anyway, it is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I am going to redeem myself on this dinosaur. It is Triceratops. Triceratops, and he has a horn, and they dug him up in Montana at an excavation place there, and there's some soft tissue on that horn that might lead to evidence somewhat that maybe the billions of years old is incorrect and the thousands of years old is correct. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not an archaeologist, but I know what I believe. We have Steve from Arkansas. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, good, ma'am.
What's on your mind,
really,
sir?
I'm sorry, my GPS.
Oh, can you turn that off or down?
Okay. Ma'am, really quick, three topics. Dinosaurs. If you Google dinosaurs in Papua New Guinea, the brontosaurus is still alive.
Okay.
Guns. The reason why the government wants to take guns, historically, every government that takes guns starts killing their own people. And finally, geoengineering. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes. Talked about it.
Okay. Good. Then no need to discuss that. All right, ma'am. That's it. Thank you.
All right. That was short and sweet, Steve. I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Safe travels. You apparently are traveling, so your GPS is going off. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Truck driver.
Oh, truck driver. All right. Well, thanks for cluing in here.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
So anyway, back to this Triceratops. I want to finish this up. It says the discovery is the latest in several recent and controversial soft tissue finds. He's not the only one by archaeologists. Researchers last November claimed the controversial discovery of a purported 68 million year old soft tissue from the bones of a Tyrannosaurus Rex can be explained by iron in the dinosaur's body, which they say preserved the tissues before it could decay. There's always something, isn't there? But we have to accept that it's millions of years old and not accept that they maybe walked on Earth with man and maybe that they are still here. Dinosaurs, as I was taught, are a reptile. Reptiles never stop growing. As long as they live, they keep growing. And that's just the nature of it. So the longer they live, the bigger they get. Some of those lizards are pretty big, and I don't like them. I don't like them at all. All right, moving on. It is Free for All Friday. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Well, here is the start from scratch on taxes. I said I was going to talk a little bit about taxes, and this is also coming from the Daily Signal, and this is by Kevin Mooney. And I think we discussed this particular issue, several months back. But we're coming closer. We're coming closer to what maybe they might do. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder when they do stuff if it isn't going to get worse, because I don't trust them a whole lot, those D.C. occupiers. Why there's a bipartisan push to sunset the tax code. I think anybody with any kind of a brain can admit that our tax codes and our taxes are overly complicated. And they aren't fair. And they are too much. When we put all the taxes together, and I know different states have different things. Some have property tax, some don't have property tax. Some sales tax, and some don't have sales tax. But altogether, we're getting up there and over the 50 to 65% paying taxes and more. Now, you think about that. How much do you have to work to survive? And when you hear them talk about raising your salaries, minimum wage hike, the wage of salaries to be increased, their tax is taken off of that. They get more. You may be getting a couple of pennies more, but they're getting more as well. So they want you to have a raise because they want a raise. Because they're not getting enough from you just yet. And who's going to suffer for that? Well, the employer that has to pay. And then again, the consumer, because it's going to have to be added on to the product, whatever the product is. So it doesn't make good sense. When you look at the entire picture, look at it on a whole, it doesn't make good sense. What makes good sense is to make sure that our businesses can profit so that when they profit, they can pay their employees better. And the more the employees get, the better the economy is going to be. Anyway, that's just my simplified version of things. But back to this tax code, it says few people in either party in Washington are happy with the current tax code. So, what if we simplify and start over? That is the root of a proposal of sunset the current tax code on December 31st, 2019. Representative Bob Goodlatte, or Goodlay, he's a Republican from Virginia, has introduced the Tax Code Termination Act, H.R. 27, which would do exactly that. Even though tax reform has been discussed for many years, he says, we have yet to see any major actions to to simplify the tax code. No, we haven't. We've seen action, but not in the positive for us. We must force Congress to tackle tax reform head on. The best way to forward is to scrap the current tax code and start fresh. The legislation would allow us, as a nation, to collectively decide that the new tax system should what it should look like. There are many competing alternatives, but having a set date to end the current tax code will force the issue and the debate to the top of the national agenda. Now, they go on to say, it says here, Colin Hanna, the president of Let Freedom Ring, a conservative organization that supports the proposal, said the sunset date was chosen so the question, I thought this was kind of clever, the question of whether to scrap the system and start over could be a part of the 2016 presidential campaign, but the debate over what comes next would not occur until after the election. So they can say, I'm willing to scrap it, but when they start talking about what they want to do, that's got to come later. So I thought that was sort of kind of clever, not to make it the only issue. This way, he said, those on the right who want to a simpler, flatter code, and those on the left who want to make it a more progressive, both could find a way to support Goodlay's legislation, which has 78 co-sponsors at this time. We are very carefully not pushing any particular replacement plan, he says. Our goal is to achieve unity from all proponents of fundamental tax reform. They want unity. Isn't that something we talk about every day here on CSC Talk Radio? We have to have some kind of a common denominator. I think the American people can agree the taxes are out of hand, the tax code is overly complicated, and it isn't fair, and we need to change it, and the way to change it is to scrap it and start over. I think that's a pretty simple idea. Anyway, I thought this was interesting. I'll drop to the bottom of this article. We're about to run out of time for this segment. It says, this is the kind of proposal that can prompt some introspective thought on the part of those who are serious about reform. Those who have a particular target date in mind for more incremental reforms, and those who favor a flat tax or other alternative, will conclude that starting from a blank slate is a whole lot easier than beginning with a 4 million word tax code. 4 million word tax code. That's longer than the Bible. First sunset the current system and then start fresh. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73 California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio caught me dancing. I was dancing to that intro music. We have Susan from Illinois. Susan, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth.
How are you?
Yeah, great. That Triceratops you were talking about,
yes.
we've got some of those fossils as well as some others, along with the celebrated juvenile T. rex called Jane, right here in Rockford's Burpee Museum of Natural History. So Jane was kind of a celebrity, and then they picked up another one later at Hell Creek, Michigan, and they called this one Homer.
They're going to name our babies, huh?
Yeah, they name them. They just had Paleo Fest here this last March, so it's a big deal. It was the 17th one. They have it every year. But this researcher you mentioned, it doesn't give his name, but I wonder if he was at all acquainted with the work of the late naturalist Dr. Roy Mackel.
I did give his name. His name is Armitage.
Armitage, that's
yeah,
it. Okay.
Mark Armitage is his name. And, you know, I put this on Facebook last night, and I went and I found some other articles. Like I said, I've read some books. No, I'm not an authority, obviously. I can't even pronounce their names. But, you know, there is evidence that these animals still exist because they're finding the decayed. There was some Japan fishermen that pulled up this horrible decayed thing. It looks like what we call a brontosaurus that now they say is not a brontosaurus, but that's what it was when I was a kid. And pulled it up out. It was just, I mean, it was a slimy, icky, decaying mess. Stunk so bad they couldn't handle it, but they took some tissue from it.
Oh, yeah.
And then let it back down in the sea. But I guess it fell on it because it fell apart. And so they did get some measurements and such, and they did do that, and then they got it off the ship pretty quick. But there's evidence out there that these animals still exist.
I know, and it's being covered up by the mainstream scientific community, just like the new health advances are being covered up by mainstream medicine.
Kind of reminds you of climate change, doesn't it?
Yeah. But the thing is, I first heard about Dr. Roy Mackel. That's spelled M. A. C-K-A-L. You can Google him, but he died a few years ago. But they say the first I heard of him was in a Reader's Digest article. Oh, must have been back in the 70s. And the title of this article about him, the title was He Hunts Living Dinosaurs. And this fellow with his expedition team had made several trips into what was then called the Congo in Africa. And they'd had some rumors of a huge creature, which sounds a lot like a brontosaurus, but they wanted to question the natives there. And the problem is that area, I guess there's a lot of political unrest in that area. It's kind of difficult to get into, and just with the terrain and all, it's not that easy to get into. But they did get in there and talk to some of the natives, and they showed them pictures of various types of animals. And they said, now, what was this animal that you saw? Because some of them said they'd even, eaten some of it or something. But anyway, they showed them pictures of different animals, and the natives, they said, without exception, identified the picture of the giant sauropod.
Yeah, and didn't they say that it made them sick? They ate it and it made
it sick. Yeah, because it was poisonous to eat or something.
Yes, yes.
But
are you familiar with Kent Hovind?
Oh, I don't know about him, but I know of Ken Ham. He's got his creation museum in, I think, Kentucky.
Okay. Well, Kent Hovind was first. Well, I don't know that he was first. He's the one that I know the most of, and he gives lectures and everything else, but the IRS came after him because he was opening up something like that, a museum, and it was a 501(c). Anyway, they took him, and they put him in jail.
Oh, yeah.
They put him in jail. But now his son is still carrying on, and I think he's out now. But I think his son has continued it. But he was the one that made the comment. He goes and gets these old textbooks, you know, and they've got the Neanderthal man on there and everything. And, of course, they came up with some of these characters from a tooth.
Yeah.
And now they prove the tooth is a pig tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, he tells them, why don't you take that out? And they go, well, what are we going to replace it with? And he goes, well, what about a few less pages in the book? You know, it's just there's lacking of common sense with it.
And, of course, you've heard of that famous Piltdown Man hoax, too.
Yes, yes. It's just, you know, it's an agenda. It's a theory. The evolution is a theory, and they have to be religiously assigned to it, just like we do the creation.
It is. They make it like a religion.
well, it is with them.
Yeah,
it is.
Years ago, I don't think you can get it anymore in this country, but I used to subscribe to a wildlife magazine that was published from London, and they had serious articles in there, and one of the articles was, I guess, from the Loch Ness Phenomena Investigation Society. And they were seriously investigating these creatures that swim around in Loch Ness. Of course, that's been going on for hundreds of years. Or they say there's obviously a colony of some big creature in there. They said, for one thing, it's hard to get through that water because it's full of all these peat particles. And they say it's very indistinct. It's hard to recognize anything down there. But so they did take some, a camera team went down there, and they did get some computer-enhanced photos back there. And they published some of these in the magazine. They did
come out with the pictures that they had taken, that this two men had done was a hoax, that they had perpetrated a hoax on that. But now Ken Hovind's, he put out several videos, and now they're on DVD, and I had the videos. I bought them. He was on the air with me, not with me, but with my previous boss with his show, and anyway, I still have the VHSs, and he has the pictures of some of these, and that's where I learned about them going over there in that other country and talking to them, and that the animal made them sick when they ate it, but they also have some other ones, but that's where I learned that reptiles never stop growing; they continue to grow as long as they live, and that's why they get so big. And in the beginning, when we had all the earth was like a terrarium, and it took those big reptiles to eat all the leaves, and it just all made sense to me. And I kid my sons when we talk about the Great Pyramid, because it's still a mystery as to how the pyramid was built. I said, well, the dinosaurs helped.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, they just roll their eyes around it, Mom.
But they say, and there's some evidence, I think I saw in, where was it, a Discovery Channel or something. Well, they had one special where they featured Dr. Roy Mackle, and of course he told them they'd like to go back there, but I guess they can't go with him anymore, obviously. But somebody said that plesiosaurs have been sighted off the coast of Australia, too. So, I mean,
that's amazing. It's just amazing. But like I said, they don't mess up our science with facts.
It's just like in the field of medicine there, Dr. Stanislaw Berzinski, as I say, how he came up with a cancer treatment that absolutely worked, the anti-neoplastin therapy, and how he's been persecuted by the FDA because his treatment cures the patient with all this harmful chemotherapy and radiation, and he was hauled into court. And I know Dr. Julian Whitaker had testified and defended him in court, so they had to back off and acquit him. But I guess now they won't let him accept any more patients at his Houston clinic. So
there's no money in cures.
Yeah, so the last I heard there from Dr. Whitaker in his newsletter, he said the best thing for Dr. Brzezinski would be if he could move his clinic to some other nation where he actually had more freedom. Originally, he came here from Poland because he wanted more freedom, and now he says if he wants freedom, he'll have to move out.
Freedom is skeptical right now, isn't it? We're out of time. I appreciate the call, Susan. I thank you so very much for what you've added to the show. You know, we've gone all over the place, from taxes to dinosaurs, and we've been to Cuba and back, and I'll tell you what, it's going to take every single one of us with as much common sense as we can muster up to come together. You have a great weekend as we do this. Let's bring America home.
Time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Hear ye, hear ye! The Pen is here!
Hot off the presses each month, The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly, 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed, and that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.